Welcome to Credit Matters newsletter for April 2018. Our monthly newsletter contains information about financial risk management issues, blogs, advice of new business listings, and free advice from organisations such as ASIC. What's new at Credit Matters? Unfortunately, due to lack of time, I was unable to complete a new feature for the members area. All things being equal, this new feature should be ready in May. There are always advertising opportunities for those businesses working in the business-to-business financial risk management area. We're always focused on helping people become better business people by providing information on business risks. If you are interested in advertising, please contact Kim on kim@creditmatters.com.au or via telephone for a no-obligation discussion on possibilities. This month we are featuring brochures from the Small Business Ombudsman advising they wish to hear from SMEs who believe they may have been unfairly dealt with by the ATO, RSM and their calendar of CFE exam review courses, Credit Watch's new Bankruptcy Plus product. Quote of the month. As with almost any problem, the best way to stop debt collection problems is before they start. The second best solution is to identify a problem early. Dean Kaplan. Monthly business conundrum. When a supplier issues a properly authorised invoice, which party, the customer or the supplier, is responsible for ensuring the invoice is paid? In today's modern business environment, the customer often requires a supplier to process their invoices via a technology-based billing system. In a number of situations, the customer's billing processing and support systems are so poor, the supplier is unable to correctly process their invoice. In addition, particularly for many larger corporate businesses, there is also often no advertised telephone number available for the supplier to access to resolve any difficulties. In these situations, which party is ethically and legally bound to ensure any unpaid invoices are paid? Is it the supplier who must try and find a way to make the customer aware that the invoice remains unpaid within terms? Alternatively, is it the customer which created an inefficient billing, processing and support system that inhibits the supplier from successfully processing the invoice in an efficient manner responsible? Monthly business observation. Problems are the bane of every business. Even those businesses which are run to the best of operating standards have problems. Unfortunately, many business people respond badly to managing problems because they seem to ignore the possibility of any problems when they first create their business. As a consequence, many problems which may have been avoided with proper planning occur and are unnecessary. As we all know, problems are always a costly drain on resources and profits. Problems inevitably beget more problems when business people fail to recognise problems may occur. As a result, when they do occur, the focus is on fixing them. The thought of being proactive in stopping problems reoccurring is probably not considered. This leads to a situation where problems may not be dealt with promptly, which in turn creates another set of problems. It is also not unusual to find that business people often fail to spend time learning why their problems exist or how to stop them reoccurring. Mostly, we find these factors exist in a business with a lean and mean operating philosophy, or in a startup, or where management has become lazy or arrogant in the belief their systems are infallible. From another perspective altogether, many business people fail to realise that problems can be the indicator which shows their operating processes and systems are not working properly. Problems can be likened to the canary in the coal mine that dangers exist. Those business people which understand problems will always exist first try to deal with them in a timely manner to satisfy their customers' needs and to encourage prompt payment of any outstanding invoices. Concurrently, the wise business person will also try to find the causes of the problems in order to stop those problems which need not occur happening again. It is this factor which helps save the business many dollars, because at the end of the day, problems do not add $1 of profit to the business. Problems will always exist in a business environment and cost money. If you can eliminate a known type of problem reoccurring, that is equal to money in the bank. To achieve this result, you take a realistic and proactive view of problems. One such view is to act promptly and resolve the problem to mitigate any negative costs. The second is take the view that the problem is an indicator that your business is not operating properly or efficient. Word of the month. Is the spelling in-store with a hyphen, in-store with a space between in and store, or in-store as one word? You can't miss the word in-store being used in the retail industry. The word appears on shop windows, in catalogues and online. All three spelling variations are used when the retailer is talking about getting products in the store or shop. You can't really blame retailers for the inconsistent spelling. Microsoft Word has in-store as one word as a valid spelling. The Macquarie Dictionary lists in-store one word and the Oxford Dictionary lists in-store hyphenated. Those using in-store as two words are using the wrong spelling for this usage, and that's many retailers. If you prefer the Oxford Dictionary as your spelling guide, you'll use in-store hyphenated, and if you prefer the Macquarie Dictionary, you'll use in-store one word. It's hard to say which is right. However, if you're more conservative, the spelling in-store hyphenated is most likely the spelling to use. Because the spelling in-store one word is a valid spelling in Microsoft Word, which may perhaps be an error, it is easy to see the Macquarie Dictionary, which is generally less conservative, may find an increased usage of in-store one word due to Microsoft's Word being the leading document writing software used by businesses. Which spelling you use is your choice. If you want guidance on which word to use, perhaps use the spelling in-store hyphenated. This is the spelling indicated in the online Oxford Dictionary for British spelling and the Merriam-Webster Dictionary for the US spelling. Because both the US and the UK references agree on the spelling in-store hyphenated, this further supports in-store as one word may be an error in Microsoft software. A check of Australian sites online for Australian usage indicates the main spelling is in-store hyphenated. Latest news issues by Trace Personnel. Hiring based on who you know over what you know. Wherever there's an open position, there's an eager group of individuals offering their friends and relatives as perfect candidates for the job. It may be tempting to hire family members and friends, especially in a small startup setting, but a close relationship with a person doesn't automatically qualify them as a good employee. Does this mean that you should never hire a friend or someone you know? In reality, most jobs are filled through people the hiring manager and/or team members know. Why? Because it's smart to hire a known entity. Odds of success are higher and risk is lower. But the hiring decision should also take into account consideration other key factors such as previous experience and cultural fit before a job offer is made. We're here to help. Contact Trace Personnel on 02 9218 5466 for all your recruiting needs. This month's Business Inconvenient Truth. Not every employee in your business is called a salesperson. However, every employee in your business is a salesperson. We see the effects of a lack of understanding of this fact when you study the business's bad debts, slow payments, credit claims, fraud, lost profitability, and reputational damage. These losses can be mitigated with improved organisational acceptance of the role all employees have in helping create profitable sales. Just because the other employees are not called salespeople is irrelevant. One advantage your business gains over your competitors, and a point of difference, is to ensure that every employee understands their role in the sales process. When this strategy is implemented successfully, it helps towards creating new sales, reduces customers' inquiries for incorrect supply and other problems, increases cash flow, and can be used to market your business advertising. It is those businesses which understand every employee is also in sales which helps create the most profitable organisation. In turn, the information can be used as a positive marketing tool for the business via social media and word of mouth advertising. Thank you for listening to this month's Credit Matters newsletter.